Do they have any up in the mountains here? Did they ever catch any hogs up there? Wild.
They did have wild. I was way back on 75 years ago. They put the hogs up in the mountains there to eat chestnuts and acorns, and sometimes mm-hmm. they almost go wild.
Mm-hmm. But they
have them down the Jellicoe Plains, down in West Tennessee, uh-huh. the wild hogs, but none up in this section.
I see. And what a wild hog has two
tusks. They call them tusks.
Okay. And the thing a hog eats out of in its
a trough.
And two of those would be two
troughs.
Okay. And the sound a calf makes being when it's being weaned.
Hmm.
A calf being weaned. That noise that the calf makes,
when he's not getting what food he wants, he bawls.
Okay, and the sound a cow or a calf makes at feeding time when they're contented and eating.
The sound that they make, I don't see, chewing their cud would be chewing their cud, but...
When they low or moo, would that be when they're contented or when they're wonderful?
That's when they're talking to their young, okay. or when they want attention there.
Which word would you use, though? Which of those two words is more common to you?
Well, we call them bawl. When they bawl out real loud, we call them bawling, or if they're kind of mooing lower, see if their calf is pretty close and they're mm-hmm. talking to their calf, well, they'd be mooing then.
Okay. And the sound a horse makes?
The horse neighs.
All right. And if you're going to give food to the cattle, you say, I'm going to feed.
Yeah, going to feed the cattle, give them the grain or the roughage. Or
Do you raise anything other than chickens, any other kind of poultry?
Well, we have grown turkeys, but no turkeys now.
If you were going to use one word for turkeys and chickens, and
poultry, we call them poultry.
Okay. And a chicken on an egg is called
a laying hen.
Okay. And when it's actually on the egg, you call it a laying hen.
When she's sitting, then she quits laying and goes to setting and try to hatch her eggs out. Well,
okay.
She's a setting hen.
Okay. And what kinds of things do chickens live in?
Well, in a hen house, poultry house.
What would you call a small thing that might have a peak on it like this that you might use?
Well, that would be a coop. We make a coop back in the olden times. We'd let them stay out in the coops around and... The varmints sometime would get in and kill them.
Who'd get in?
The varmints.
Uh-huh. What kinds of varmints?
Old Mr. Possum would come along uh-huh. and he'd smell a chicken in there and he'd scratch out a hole under the edge of the coop and get in and eat some chicken.
Uh-huh.
Or a polecat. A polecat, they like chicken, fresh meat.
Uh-huh.
Or even worse would be the coon. I don't believe a coon would bother the chicken, but a mink.
Mm-hmm. They have mink around here?
Yeah, back some in the mountains, some in the hills there. The mink can destroy a flock of chickens. They cut the throat and suck the blood out. And weasel are mighty bad for a small chicken, too.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that chicken bone that children like to play with? They pull it apart?
Well, that's chicken, I guess, is raised on the old drumstick first, and then they have the wishbone they call to eat. That's the best part of the chicken, has a white meat on it, and then they have to eat the meat off. They break the bone, they pull the bone, the wishbone, there to see which one's going to get married first.
Do you remember which one gets married first?
Well, let's see, the one that gets the long end, I believe, gets married first.
Okay. All right. Do you have any kind of a comprehensive term for all of the edible insides of a pig or a calf?
Well, we call them entrails or mouth entrails, I believe they call them.
Did you ever use a term like harslets or haslets?
No.
Or pluck or squim?
Offals, we call them offals. Those are the offals of a calf or cow or a pig. Offals, we have used that.